All eyes are on Ohio as voters head to the polls in the battleground state. After more than a month of early voting, election sites opened their doors at 6:30 a.m. and stayed open until 7:30 p.m. In suburban Cincinnati, the process seems smooth at White Oak Middle School and the Evangelical Church just a few blocks down the road. First-time voter Derek Warner talked about his experience.
It was pretty basic, actually. I was kind of nervous a little bit, but I think I got it down.
The 18-year-old did not wish to share his choice for president of the United States.
I like the to keep it a secret because it's my choice as an American citizen.
From voters like Tracy Barlow, Megan and Nathan West, Bill Grind, Dennis Stewart, Jill Hayes, and Stephanie Kamutis, to poll workers like Linda Wida and Denisha Campbell, and canvassers like Dion Harrison and Malcolm Timmons, this part of Hamilton County cooperated with each other for election 2012.
This is the first time I voted, and it wasn't too bad. There was a little bit of a line, and it was kind of crammed, but it was very simple.
It took me a while to come to grips with who I was going to vote for, and it wasn't until we actually had the debates that I made my decision.
Well, if you look around you, this place has never had a third or a fourth of this many people at any one time for any race. I actually took the day off today, a vacation day, to make sure I could get in here and vote. Otherwise, it would have been squeezed in at the end.
This is probably one of the most important elections that we'll see in our lifetime, so I can't wait to figure out who wins.
Basically, we're out today canvassing voters just to make sure that they have voted in their own way, and also to make sure if they need rides, we can get them to the polls.
It's been going very well. I mean, we actually had people who are actually waiting on rides, so we were able to set that up.
This is our country, and it's a great country, and we just can't sit back and let other people make decisions for us, that we need to be involved in that decision-making process, and that it truly is a privilege.
This year is real serious versus the years that I've done it in the past. It's really taking a toll. People are really taking consideration on who they're voting. I see real serious faces today.
You go in, you give them your license, they fill out some paperwork, give you your ballot. You have to fill in the whole block, not just an X. I did that, and luckily I read before I left.
I voted very early this morning. Actually, I brought my friend. This is her precinct. I voted at 7 a.m., so there was a minimal crowd.
No, I feel like your vote counts. I disagree with people who say it doesn't, because all the votes come together to vote for one, so everyone's vote counts.
It's good to see people are expressing their right to vote, so I was real pleased to see a big crowd.
I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.